Hello everyone, welcome to our second Doctor Who podcast. Today is a special podcast. We will be talking about our recent trip to the last ever day of the Doctor Who experience.
Once again, you're joined by me, George.
Me, Michael.
And me, Dominic.
Right. This is going to be a sad one, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Probably, yes.
Probably, so...
As we all know, the Doctor Experience had its final day last weekend on the 9th of September 2017, if you're listening to this on Dave. we don't know at the moment if it's moving anywhere.
There's rumours all over the place.
If you're from the future and you hear this, do let us know.
So, as far as we're aware, that's it for the Doctor Experience.
Sad.
Very sad day.
Today is truly, truly a sad face day.
A sad face day.
And it's been exactly, over a week.
Over a week, yeah.
Which is just
this time last week, it closed.
Yeah. It was a week today that we actually left Cardiff.
Yes.
I have gone to the experience three times. I went once when it was in London. I was one of the first when it was in London. And I went twice while I was in Cardiff. And all three times have been some of the best times I've ever had.
I went four times. One was the London one with Matt Smith when it was Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And then three times when it was at Cardiff.
Yeah. See, I never went to the London one. I went to the one that was in the Red Dragon Centre, which was tiny. and I've actually lost count of how many times we've been this time. I'm sure I'm into double figures.
You've gone loads.
I've gone loads.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah.
You're a very lucky man, as we'll probably discuss further on to the podcast.
So what would you think was the best?
Do you mean of just the last day or just in general?
I think in general. What do you feel was the best bits that you've seen there?
The atmosphere of it. I love it. Yeah? Everyone there's there for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You feel like you're all...
You're not judged. One.
Yeah. You're not judged. You can go there in cosplay and people are like, oh, sweet. Like, you're in cosplay. Yeah. I had a girl... When I first went there was a girl from Canada. I went as 10 and was absolutely obsessed with me. They came from Canada. And I think also, in saying that, it's nice that people come from all over the world purely for Doctor Who.
Yes, there are loads.
Yeah, like, yeah. I was talking about that girl. It was obsessed with me when I was 10.
I think you told me about her once.
She came with her mum, and they said they came from Canada purely for the Doctor experience, and for Cardiff. They did go to other places, but it's quite nice how people come from all over the world just to show their appreciation for Doctor Who, at a place where, you know,
it's appreciated. Every bit of the show is appreciated. Classic, New Who, and I think what I like about this is because a lot of events I used to see, I didn't go to a lot of events because I got into Doctor Who much later than you two, but. I saw like all these events like in Blackpool and stuff, and it was all New Who. Or with just the smallest sprinkling as a classic, and I like the fact the experience is equal. It's everything, and I love it. Talking about one of the best bits, you've already said atmosphere, so I'm going to go... I love the story, the interactivity.
The experience part of it.
Yeah, the actual experience part of it. It's nice to be in your own little mini Doctor Who adventure.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we went to the Cardiff one and I told you guys I'd never seen the Capaldi story before? And you guys were adamant I got to the TARDIS.
Yeah.
I was like a little kid. I was just like full on. And of course, I did the same to Lucy. I was pushing her like get to the console.
Everyone does it. You like whoever's the first ones that have not been before, you have to be one of the ones that were at the controls of the TARDIS and flying it. Even though you know you're not flying it, but it's the fact that you're there at the TARDIS and it's moving, the floor is moving everywhere.
It's so
the
well
consoles
done.
All lighting up and stuff. And so are the little panels.
It feels, for that brief moment, you do feel like I'm in a story.
Mm.
Especially in Matt Smith's story, the amount of times the TARDIS shakes.
Yeah. Actually, I think another thing which was really, really nice was, you know when you're in the waiting room, the kind of Gallifrey waiting room? There was a guy, this was on the last day, last week, when we were lining up, there was quite an old guy next to us. But you know when they're saying, are you ready? And then everyone's chatting, yeah. You know, this guy was really getting into it. And it was really nice just to see, like, you know, people of all ages can appreciate it and not be judged. Because if you'd see, like, an old guy going, like, hey, you'd think, It's nice. It's just fun.
Yeah. It's just a laugh.
And to see people of all ages being able to appreciate. And all kind of stages of fandoms, because people, if they're getting new to the show, can get into it more. And people who've been fans for years and know all the details can appreciate it.
There's something for everyone, because we like both new and classic. But I've seen like those little kids who have probably only seen, who knows, they might have only seen Smith to Capaldi, but they still have a good laugh out of it. And it gets them interested in learning more. They're like, "Oh, what's this Yeti? What's this Yeti been in?"
What was your favourite bit?
My favourite, I think it must have been just seeing the consoles. First time walking up to see Ten's console.
Because you got to go in through.
Yeah, I was on a job that meant I had to go into the experience when it was shut, and so it was on one of the days that it doesn't open. Or didn't open. So we didn't go through the interactive area, the experience part, because it wasn't lit up, and they wanted me to specifically go and see it.
Yeah.
But for us to actually get into the TARDIS, because he knew I'd never been before, we ended up going through the doors of Ten's TARDIS straight onto his console, and for the first time ever being to the experience of doing that was like, oh my god. Fangirl moment.
That was me with wands. That was me with wands, because you both know how I love that console.
It's a gorgeous console.
Oh, it's my favourite. Well, it's my favourite one that was there, because my actual favourite's 8, but
we'll have to turn that into a podcast in itself.
Yeah, favourite TARDIS.
Consoles and TARDIS.
That's going to be one of the nerdiest ones we get into.
Oh, God, yeah.
Especially at the time of recording, we are currently building a console, so we're having to really look into details right now. You guys just curious, have you guys ever had a bad moment at the experience?
When it's shut.
Yeah.
Walking out.
Thing is, you guys, because I went out with Lucy a bit earlier, because I wanted to go to the shop one last time, just pick up any like postcards and have, and you guys were still in there. So, was there any indication, because for people who don't know, there was a special video played at the very end, just as it was about to shut. So if you were inside, you've got to have seen that. But Michael and Dom did. Was there any indication it was going to happen?
Actually, it was really weird, because people kept gathering to the screen. Half the people saying, yeah, something's going to happen, half the people saying no. Everyone seemed to gather. It seemed like a point where everyone just stopped what they were doing, all gathered around this one screen, just for people to come out and say, no, nothing's happening. So we're just like, oh, okay then. And then you dispersed. Then people started turning all the screens off. Like, you know the screen
the projectors.
Yeah, the projectors. By the costumes.
Yeah.
They turned that off. And then I don't know, there was kind of, I was questioning, is something going to happen? Or are they just turning it off because it's the last day? They're just like, turning it off.
There was a lot of activity as well by people, the staff.
I also saw Danny Hargraves, the guy who works for Real SFX, does all the explosions. He climbed up where the Clara's TARDIS was.
Yeah.
He kind of climbed up and pressed a button, which was kind of connected to a wire. Mm. It was just like really hidden. So I'm just thinking, what are they doing? But then,
there was not the slightest indication. And just we're still outside and they shut the door. So everyone was really nice. We gave it a round of applause. And which was, the thing is, as much as I would have liked to have seen the video, it was nice to be outside with that atmosphere, because everyone was just like cheering the experience. And then just out of nowhere, all you hear is, dun, dun, just the cloister bells going, and in unison, everyone just screamed, no!
That was quite sad. It was quite kind of like a Remembrance Sunday.
It was horrible. It was so nice, but it was still very, very bittersweet. Horrible.
Bittersweet. It was a good send. I'm glad it wasn't just, here are the doors, they are closed, bye.
Just, bye there, guys.
Boy, buddies. Bye.
The video that was shown is on the Doctor Who page.
They got two. We also got
a farewell from Capaldi as well.
That's
not been released. So the only footage you'll see is if anyone recorded on the cameras, because they've not released any of it.
We outside were convinced at one point, because from what you've both told me now, there was like a little firework or something that went off.
That's an explosion.
Yeah, but we didn't know what's happening now. Outside, we heard the explosion, and then a woman's voice, And we were, everyone was screaming, "It's Jodie! It's Jodie!" And everyone thought she was going to run outside. And apparently, I found this out. You know Thomas Dunn? Mm. Apparently, he went, I don't know who he went up to. I think it might have been Ellie. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. But apparently, he was just like, "That's Jodie's voice. I know a northerner when I hear one."
Ellie was with us inside, so it might not have been Ellie.
I don't know who it was who told me. I'm trying to look that out. But it was, I think we can agree that was the saddest moment, just it closing.
I think the worst thing was, I told you guys this, as we were leaving, we got to leave through tenant stalls, which are the ones you entered it from. And they were playing, they obviously made a compilation of two characters saying goodbye, as well with quite sad tracks playing. And as I was leaving, it had four saying, "This is the end," but the moment's been prepared for. And I'm like, "Oh, come on!" I had a lump in, as I was leaving, I had a lump in my throat.
You came out and you just went silent to me for like a good 5 minutes. You were just giving, I was like, yeah. Do you want to go get some food? Maybe.
Because I knew if I'd start talking, I'd just go, so I was just like, be a man, big man.
There was a few of us like that.
Yeah. I was just, the cloister bells got me.
It was spine chilling when we were in there, and you hear the cloister bell, because it was, I don't know if it was played on the speakers outside, or whether it was just, you could hear from what's inside.
I think from what's inside, we could hear the cloister bells really clearly. Because
it was very, very loud. It was
everything just went silent.
Everything went silent. It was very, very bizarre. And then you had the Gallifreyan symbols up, and them showing scenes inside the experience.
Yeah.
Very surreal.
I like how professional you were, though, Dom. Just, you were like, "This is my last chance. I'm getting reference photos of everything." Oh,
God, yeah. I don't know who wouldn't.
I don't. I was not as much as you were, but I was quickly going, like, especially doctors I knew I wanted to do soon, like war. I was taking loads of pictures, yes. But I did have a little moment where, okay, for anyone who doesn't know, my favourite police box is either the War Doctors or the Eighth Doctors. And I already got like a picture by Wars. I took some pictures of Wars, TARDIS. And then you guys all went back to the costumes. I joined you for a bit. And then it was kind of clear. So I just walked over to Wars, TARDIS. I was just staring at it. And I got quite emotional about the idea, I'm not going to see this. I did that with a few things.
Yeah. It was the only opportunity we'd be able to get now, unless it opened again.
I hope. I think something will happen. I don't know whether it'll be as grand, but something.
They're going to have to do something, and it's going to have to be purpose-built if they do it.
I think if the people who... Because I think there was a guy who was... Where they sometimes had original or replica privately owned. I think the guy, he had the kind of Gallifreyan.
Oh, I chatted to him, he was funny.
I think he's the owner of quite a lot of props, and even the Fifth Doctor console.
One of your favourites.
Of that one. He owned quite a lot of that.
So I reckon if he is willing to do that, he was willing to get involved, he was all dressed
I'm sure, if I remember rightly, he was one of the main people that started it.
He had a good joke with me, because at one point I was walking down, I was leaving, because I had to leave, because they let me back in once, because, you know, Lucy was getting prosthetic stuff, so they just let us back in, but afterwards they were like, nah, which is fair enough. So we're walking down, you know, on the stairs, on the exit, they have like different like stickers and stuff, and they had a Capaldi, and I hugged it for a laugh, and he just walks down the stairs, this guy, with the Time Lord gear on, and just shouts, "Oh, pull yourself together, man!" And then Nick Briggs, oddly enough, was walking down. Oh, yeah, for those who don't know, Steve has just nearly fallen off his chair.
Yeah,
Then Nick Briggs walked down the stairs, like, with me. That was a random experience. Didn't say a word to him. I was just like, oh, hello, Nick.
Fangirl moment.
There's a funny story about me and someone in Cardiff.
Don't. not on this podcast. This is an inside joke for those of you who don't know.
Met Martin Freeman outside Wagamama.
I swear, get out.
To be done.
Get out.
I can't tell you to get out of my own cabin.
I can tell you to get out.
Another question.
Yeah.
If there was one item you could have from the experience on the day it shut, what would it be?
Are we talking
regardless of size or realistically, or just if you had the opportunity?
Realistically, you got to think realistically. If you had a car and you was able to drive,
so I can't say one's console.
What realistically would you be able to?
Got my answer.
I don't. Oh, that's tough.
Should I say mine?
Yeah, I got to think.
I think the Daniel Hector tie. I think that's quite obvious.
Just the tie.
Just the tie.
I don't know. I think the tie is something that stands out to me most because no, I don't think anyone except for one person at the. Is it Bonham's?
Bonham's.
I think the only recorded thing of someone having a Daniel Hector tie is getting it off that auction.
Mm.
So I think the Daniel Hector tie is one that's incredibly rare. So I think, you know, people have got Gap trousers, and I would love Gap trousers in a suit made of a thing. It's not going to fit me, though. And I'd love something I could wear to a con and just be like, you know, at least look what I've got. Yeah, so I think it would be the tie. I don't know. There's so much. Because I think of one, and I'm like, oh, but I would like this.
Question. What if I were to say, take one item, but happen to put something else in the pocket of that item?
No, that wouldn't
count. I was going to say, just take a costume, put a screwdriver in the costume.
Well, I've got another thing. Oh. One thing I'd like, I don't know why, is the kind of remake they done for Adventure of Space and Time of David Bradley on the first annual.
Mm.
Yes, that'd be really
cool. Quite an obscure prop, that one.
I have. This is one of these things that will change every time you ask me this question, so I'm just going to say Sixth Doctor outfit, because I love Colin Baker's outfit. I don't care, I love it. It's great. Night of the Doctor, that's one of my all time favourite. The linen. The linen is there. Or maybe even Wars. Wars outfit. It'd be an outfit then, if I have to be realistic, because even if I didn't wear it, I'd still just love seeing it every day, especially because a lot of them are genuine.
Genuine stroke.
We did something a little naughty. Domden, he's the innocent one. By David Tennant's console, they have like the foam on the railing. I may have picked a bit of the foam off, and I also got a bit for Michael as well.
You do realise that's just generic foam, it's not from the console.
Let us dream!
Day of the Doctor might be the same foam from when they filmed it, Day of the Doctor. There's a possibility.
I think you'll probably find that most people take a piece anyway, so they'll probably replace it every month.
We saw that someone took some of the coral effect from one of the...
That
was a bit picked off.
I thought, how could you have done that subtly? Because you'd have to... Because where they actually took
this
it
one
from...
was right there. You could feel it.
No, but the where they took it from, they still have to obviously lean to do it. Like, with me, I could just go, like, put my arms behind my back and just pinch off a little bit. Like, but, yeah, I kind of saw it and I thought, well, fair play to the guy who's going to grow his own TARDIS.
Just go to Babel Fate, just plant it in the sand. A year later, it's the 5-inch play set. Just gradually growing in size.
What about... So, I clearly would take some costumes. What would you take?
Paul Smith jumper.
Oh,
I'm surprised none of you said that.
No, because I take the entire
month.
It's either be the Paul Smith jumper or one of his coats.
I'd be tempted to get the
what
back frock coat.
Linen. Or the original burgundy.
Oh,
I'd take the original series. That's my favourite.
Am I anyone who agrees that Nikki would probably take the red velvet? If Nikki...
I think there are two in there, so...
Nikki would get one.
We could share it.
It would you look? To be honest, part of me would be tempted to get the Magician's Apprentice one, because you know for a fact that's my favorite, one of my favourite costumes.
It is nice, though.
One thing that would be nice. If you had a car big enough, the moment prop.
Oh.
Nice. Well, I've got a car big enough.
I mean, yeah, that'd be great. Or the Key to Time would be a nice little thing.
Or an original Gallifreyan costume. Just everything.
Razzalon.
The building.
Just one of everything. I'll have one of each, please.
The thing is, this is what I'd do. If I'd make sure, I'd see if the consoles actually work, and then I'd dematerialise the building.
Let's see if this actually works.
I mean, you would know better than anyone, Dom, if they would work. Which I think leads us on to a nice topic, what happened afterwards. So, I think we also admit, so we all kind of split off. Me and Michael went, and Dom and Hope stayed in the experience, and I think we both had just as good experiences, because me and Michael, we met Russell T Davis. We were just walking around Cardiff and he was there. So we were like, hello.
Well, fancy seeing you.
And he was lovely, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was really
nice. So nice. And do you want to say what happened to you?
Well, after the experience had shut, so when everyone else was leaving, because I've got past experiences with the doctor experience and we've worked together a few times, so I was actually asked to come along to the private party for the closing of the experience afterwards, which was quite surreal. One thing we didn't expect, or I didn't expect anyway. But yeah, we ended up staying behind for an extra 2 hours with food and
stars,
beverages and all sorts, and alcohol.
Didn't you tell me sort of Nick Briggs just running around?
Yeah, because it was well, they said it was a VIP party. There was people like Mike Tucker and Nicholas Briggs was running around. The Doctor Who fan show was there with Crystal D, and they were all knocking around as well. So yeah, it was quite bizarre, but it did allow us to get photos with no one around, which was nice.
I remember I was going to try and see if I could snag one by one, but I noticed how busy it got, and I thought there's no point in even asking because I just thought it's too busy, and if one person sees me on it, they're gonna want
to
go. And
well,
it's
we had to wait until everyone had left.
Yeah, no,
because it's happened, but it's the second time we've had access, but each time we've always had to wait for the general public.
Understandably.
Yeah.
It's the policy that they
one,
have.
One photo. Thing is, when this happened, I was happy for you. But one photo killed me.
Oh God, which one was that?
Take a guess. I wonder if you can guess the one photo that made me go, you lucky git.
I know.
Tenth Doctor console?
No.
Oh, damn, well,
was no. It the War Doctor TARDIS?
No, it was one that was taken the last day.
Last day.
One photo that you have that actually got me jealous. I mean, you get me jealous anyway, but the one time I was like, you lucky git.
The song's Diary, was it?
Bessie.
Oh.
You in the car with Bessie. You absolute git.
You
jammy git.
It's the second time I've done that as well.
I know, but the first time. The first time, I don't know why. That, the thing is, the first time you sent the photo to me saying, I did this in honour of you. So I was like, oh, it's nice that. And then afterwards. And then this one, I was just there like, looks like we won't be going on that fishing trip.
Yeah, it was quite weird. No, I'd say we didn't expect it.
No, I remember.
It was nice of them to actually let us stay behind. It's something they didn't have to do, but
it was nice. I'm glad. Mm. I'm glad we all kind of had, even like when we split off, we all had just a really good laugh in the end.
Mm.
Just, I think what got to me the most about closing is just the fact the two times I've gone to the Cardiff one have been emotional kind of times. That makes sense. Like when I first went to the Cardiff one, I was just kind of going through uni and I was really, really struggling. So there was a nice bit away, and it's been the same with this. Like the last day, I had a lot going on, so it was quite nice just to have a couple of days just away with you guys, just having a good laugh.
We all have our own little experiences, I think, from the experience.
Yeah,
I think that kind of leads nicely back to one of the first things. What was our favourite bit? The fact that you could just leave reality behind and just exist in.
No matter how long you was there, even if they say, oh, you're only supposed to be in there for 2.5 hours.
God, we were not in there for two.
Stop it, I'm there for 8 hours.
Catch me if you can, staff.
I only left an hour after you. Jesus.
Right, I think we should probably move on to some questions
Facebook. Right, so we haven't got many questions. Because we wanted to focus more on the experience for this podcast, and we're trying also to cut down on time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start by one left by Matthew Jasper. You lovable, lovable man. Do you think their crowbar scene of Capaldi attending the Doctor Saves Gallifrey moment in Twice Upon a Time? So are we going to see that moment?
I don't think we will.
I think we will.
I want an explanation. I don't want it just to be one of these things where I kept guessing. I want some kind of canon explanation. Yeah. That'll be like a big finish audio or anything.
I want them. I think I want that to be because they've been promising it for so long. They said in Series 8, we'll see it. Series 9, we'll see it.
I think, and Moffat does have the tendency to kind of explain stuff, like in Time of the Doctor.
Mm.
Kind of explain that whole crack in time thing. And he's with one, so it could possibly... It
could work.
Yeah, maybe one gets the message or something.
I think if it's in there, it would be cool. If it's not, I wouldn't be too upset. It's just in time. I would like an explanation.
I just think, give a good reason for it happening. You know? Don't just be, oh, we need to fill this in. Let's quickly fill this in. Kind of like, you
don't
know,
just be like, fancy a trip to Gallifrey, right?
Or like in Time with the Doctor. Oh yes, remember what was in my room in the hotel? It's a crack. I hate that. I that's the one bit I don't. Time with the Doctor just rushed so.
Open the 11 door. My wallpaper. The Doctor's nightmare. My beautiful wallpaper.
No, Doctor's nightmare. Opens the door. Oh, Gertrude.
No, surely it'd be Severus Snape as a boggart.
Uncle. Oh.
Oh god.
Oh,
just.
Right,
do
we have another one?
We do. Good. I love that. Good.
A bit awkward. Right, some questions. The one. Okay, bye then.
Bye.
Bye.
From Patrick Lewis. Has there ever been anything you hate about a beloved character, either beloved to you or the fandom in general? I'm guessing this means any sort of fandom that we're into.
I think one thing that I hate is when, you know, when a character acts like something and then suddenly it all changes and, like, you have been lying to me.
Do you mean when it's like, it just happens out of nowhere? Like,
yeah,
no,
like probably a change of writer or something.
Oh, so 1 minute you could have, like, a character, say, be really sweet and then just the next episode they're one of the nastiest people.
Right arsehole.
Yeah, right arsehole. And there's no explanation, it's just, oh.
They just change.
I can think of a couple of characters. If anyone's a fan of Sword Art Online, I don't like a few characters in that because they just anger me or annoy me. If anyone's an anime fan and ever watched Sword Art Online, I don't like Yui. She really just bugs me. Little pixie Tinkerbell looking one. Just...
That's a description of
her. No, it's just, I don't know, like, she's supposed to, I'm not going to get into this, but she's an AI, and she kind of treats the two main characters like they're her parents, and it just really annoys me how they do it, so I don't like the character.
Hmm. This isn't specific, but it's just kind of something in general.
It's not Black Spider, is it?
I know somebody doesn't like it. But the kind of characters made, I was talking about this yesterday, the characters made purely to be the thing they market it. Like the kind of cute characters that they know everyone's going to love it. Stuff like Minions. I must admit, I hated BB-8 at first, then watched the movie and then I kind of liked it.
Oh, you wait for the next one. BB-9E.
The evil one.
Edgy BB-9.
It's just like before listening to Skillet, after listening to Skillet.
No, it's like... what's his new one? Porg or
something? Oh, the Porg.
Oh, the little Porg.
I haven't seen him, so I can't do judgment. But it's just one of those things made just to be the cute thing that everyone loves.
He is in the trailer.
You do see him
very briefly with Chewbacca.
He sort of just sits there.
I'm wondering if it's Han Solo.
Wow, Han Solo. Han Solo got replaced.
That's some great recasting.
Ferret.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how he actually acts.
With an Oscar.
Yeah, but I just don't like the kind of ones made. And everyone seems to love them. Everyone's always like, oh, I love this
That's
little
the point.
One.
I hate how they get you. You know, like when you go on Facebook and your aunt or someone will always put those, like, really edgy quotes with minions on them, like, don't judge me for being me. And it's just like a minion in a Hawaiian dress, I'm thinking.
Or a birthday card that you send to someone who hates minions.
Oh, we both nearly got in trouble for that one.
Yeah, we did.
I guess like a Minions. Minions weren't bad in the first movie. Then afterwards, people, they were like, oh, these are marketable. What about you?
We're talking about minions now.
And so, any just specific character?
I don't think there's a specific one off the top of my head.
There's one.
Enough to think.
There's one I had, but then I realised he's not beloved by the fandom. I can't stand Adam from Doctor Who.
I don't think anyone can.
And nothing against Bruno Langley. I just don't like the character.
I think he was one of those characters where you kind of... Pointless. He was added for no point.
Pointless, yes.
Like the kids from...
You know what I think they were trying to do? I think they were trying to do a Jamie McCrimmon on Adam. Yeah. Where Jamie was initially just a character who was going to be in the episode and we wouldn't see him again. Mm. And he was so loved by the audience that he was kept on as...
He was good in Dalek. He was good in Dalek, but long game, they messed him up. And I thought, he could have been all right.
Mm.
Even if he was a bit weird with Nine, it could have been an interesting dynamic. Because Mickey didn't like Nine.
No.
They both admit to, like, even in one of the Titan comics you gave me, I was reading it, and Mickey tries to call the Doctor. Nine ends up being the one that shows up. And he's actively like, no, not you. You can go. Because he doesn't like Nine. He likes Ten, which I quite like.
Make sure there's no Mickeys. No eye or anything. Wait, unless you superimpose it. Oh, my buttons.
Ah, no. That's what happens when you click, the button falls off.
Any more questions?
One I quite like from Oliver Atkinson.
Hey.
And it's a Hot Fuzz reference.
Brilliant.
What's your perfect Sunday? Sat in a cabin recording a podcast.
I think it's sat in a pub, just listening to some good music.
Having a cold pint, waiting for the whole thing to
burn. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, the whole plan is after we record this podcast, we're going to take the car, go to Mum's, kill Phil.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go to the Z's, drive to Winchester, and all this will blow over.
It's all right, we're not going to go 20 miniature villages.
Oh. Just...
Look for anyone called Aaron A. Aronson.
Ain't that catching them swans then?
Well, he's just one swan, actually.
Oh, look at that Dominic Green. Check out his arse.
Morning, Sergeant. Not catching them swans. They can break a man's arm. Walk around a man's ass. Everyone and their mum's got guns around here. Like who? Farmers. And farmers' mums.
Just like, he killed Bill Shakespeare. Who? Oh. I think that's definitely a podcast for another day, the Cornetto just trilogy.
The references.
Just an entire day of just saying quotes. Nice.
I think we're about it.
I think we've wrapped up, yes.
So thank you for listening, if we still have any listeners left.
Yes.
any questions you may have, make sure you either put them on Facebook on our Doctor Who page.
Or comment below. Let us know what you want to ask. It can be Doctor Who related, cosplay related, or just in general. Just any question you have.
Make sure you subscribe and click the bell button for notifications.
Share us about. It helps. And hopefully next time we'll be talking about Death Note. The anime and the movie.
A comparison.
Yes.
Featuring your favourite, the Green Goblin.
Right. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.